Abraham, my question is for myself, but for all the people that have a hard time sleeping. I think part of it is about the mechanics of what I heard you say earlier. It was really touching to me about really accepting where I am now.
Well, that will keep you awake. In other words, if life has caused you to become something more, and for whatever reason you're not letting yourself go, there's an uneasiness that's hard to deal with. Why do you want to sleep anyway?
It feels good. It feels rejuvenating.
Well, it is rejuvenating for this reason. Let's talk about this from the flow perspective. So from the non-physical perspective, before you came forth into this physical body, you were a stream of non-physical, pure positive energy. You're flowing. And then you're born into this physical body. And in the moment that you're born, there is a subtle splitting of vibration, because now not only do you have this non-physical perspective of utter well-being, but now, even though you can't speak the words about it in your first day infancy in your little physical body, there is a splitting of your vibration. That is why babies cry when they are born. You mourn at funerals. You should mourn at birth. Much harder to be born than to die. When you croak, you go right back into pure positive energy. But as you're born into this physical body, there is a little bit of separation, just as you take on the worry of your mother, for example. So then, as you move through life experience, you go to sleep and you become one energy. You wake up, and depending upon what you're thinking about, you may, if you're afraid of something, you really have split energy. If you're worried about something, not so much. If you're optimistic, hardly split at all. When you're really in love, you're one pure positive energy stream. When you are arguing with someone, you split your energy. When you meditate, you become one stream. In fact, that's the reason we teach meditation, is that when you meditate, you quiet your thought. When you quiet your thought, you stop any contradictory thought. When you stop any contradictory thought, you close the gap and you're offering one stream again. When you wake up, depending upon what you've been thinking about and what's most active in your vibration, you split your energy. When you go to sleep, you're one energy stream. And that is the refreshment factor. That's it. You can rest while you're sitting in the chair. You can rest while you are taking a walk. In other words, your body does not need inaction. The sleeping really is 100% the rejuvenating factor about the opportunity for you to close the vibrational gap and stop the resistance or the tug of war. Now, meditation is really a more powerful tool than sleeping, because when you meditate, you're awake, you're alert, you're aware of your vibrational relationship, and you are deliberately quieting your mind. You're deliberately focusing your mind in a way that allows the closing of the gap. While you sleep, it is happening at such an unconscious level that when you wake up, you're more likely to beat the drum of the things that you've been thinking about right where you last left it. And so, if we were standing in your physical shoes, we would begin by saying, sleeping is not what it's cracked up to be, and it's really not understood very well. And while I do like the rejuvenation of slumber, I can find rejuvenation in other ways. Have you ever heard anybody say, he sleeps like a baby? Meaning he's not worried about this and that and the other. He's not worried about how he has to pay the rent. He's not worried about who loves him and who doesn't love him. In other words, the reason that the baby can slumber so easily is because there is never that much of a gap. And if there is anything that keeps you in that restless state, it is that contradicted energy. Lie in your bed and say to yourself, whether I sleep or not, I definitely am going to relax. And then say to yourself, whether I sleep or not, I love the comfort of this wonderful bed. Say to yourself, whether I sleep or not, isn't it nice that I have this time opportunity that I can just set everything else aside, nothing needs me right now, where I can just enjoy the comfort of this bed. And then lie there and focus upon the comfort of the bed. Focus upon what it's made of, and focus upon the way it receives your body. Focus upon the comfort of the covers that are covering you. Feel the deliciousness of the fabric that is touching your body. And as you focus with appreciation upon these things, it's better than meditating, because in that deliberately looking for something to feel good about, you close that vibrational gap. And as you close that vibrational gap, if you've decided that you want to sleep, there will be no resistance that will keep you from it, and you'll drift right off to sleep. And it will be a sleep that will be restful. If you don't go to sleep, Say to yourself, no problem at all, because I've accomplished here, or I'm working to accomplish, or I'm pointed in the right direction of accomplishing what slumber is about anyway, you see. You come into these physical bodies with such eagerness, and the more connected to source energy you become, the more you begin to hear the call of source. And the call of source is louder and louder and louder the closer you get to it. And so many of you are hearing the call of source, which is, well, Esther woke up this morning at 4:30, and she's just beginning a whole new book, and we've just given her the outline about it. And she's feeling very much excitement about it because she can feel the power of this book. And she woke up this morning much earlier than she intended to wake up and laid there and just allowed the book to sort of roll across her mind. And she smiled a big grin and she thought, should I get up and start writing this down or should I just enjoy it? And we said, just enjoy it. We want you to just begin to feel the movement of this book. When source is calling you, you don't want to sleep through it. You want to wake up. You want to experience it. Jerry hardly sleeps at all. He goes to sleep and he wakes up and then he works on something. Then he'll sleep a little and he wakes up and he works on something. The call of source is so loud within him. And it isn't because he can't sleep. It's because he's being rejuvenated by other things other than sleep. Sleep is for rejuvenation. And the less rejuvenation you need because you're keeping yourself tuned through the power of the direction of your thought, then the less you'll want to sleep. The little ones don't want to sleep nearly as much as you want them to. And maybe that's what's happened to so many of you as adults, as you remember that sleep was pushed at you because your parents wanted the relief of thinking about what you were doing. And so you begin associating it in a sort of screwy way. Slumber is release of resistance.
So there was that accepting where I am right now, and then finding the thought that feels a little bit better. That would be what I would be doing when I'd be noticing the softness of the covers. That would be a thought that feels
a little better. What you're actually doing, that is definitely what you're doing, but here's an even more powerful aspect to it. By focusing upon how wonderful the covers feel, you've deactivated that thought you're worried about. Because you can't focus upon how good the covers feel while you're worried about not being able to pay the rent or whatever. In other words, while you're focusing on one thing, that's what's active. And so as you lie there with the deliberate intent of relaxing and enjoying, then you clean up your vibration relatively easily. Let's put it to you this way. People fall asleep. Oh, this is really good. Should we keep it to ourselves or just share it with you? People fall easily asleep when they are in close alignment to source. Have you ever awakened in the morning and it's not really time to get up and you just slip back into the deliciousness of that sleep? Well, that's because you just woke up and you're less resistant than you were when you went to bed. When you went to bed, it was hard to go to sleep. But now you've been asleep. It's easy to go back to sleep because the resistance factor is so much less now. Sometimes people fall into bed in utter exhaustion. Their hard work has distracted them from things that are bothering them, and so they're still in alignment. In other words, you can flop into bed from physical exhaustion and have no resistance and go right to sleep. Or you can lay down when you aren't physically exhausted, when you are mentally out of whack, and you'll stay right awake. Or you can bring yourself more into vibrational alignment and you'll go to sleep. Do you get what slumber is? You're pure positive energy. You wake up, you go to sleep. You wake up, you go to sleep. In other words, that slumber is the withdrawal of thought from things that might be resistant in nature. And when you are withdrawn from things that are resistant in nature, you're in a state of utter allowance. So let's call sleep what it is. Sleep is a moment of alignment energy-wise with that which you are. And so doesn't it follow that the better you feel, the more easily you'll drift off to sleep? And the more you're fussing and worrying about things, the harder it would be for you to accomplish that. What we would do long before we start moving toward the bed or toward slumber, we would begin just appreciating softly the aspects of our physical life experience. We would look back over the day and we would say, this has been a good day. And we would appreciate ourselves for our participation within it. We would try to remember the extension that we are of source energy, and we would smile and think about the contrast that we've allowed source to explore through us. We would think about our own expansion and what this life has produced in terms of more wanting. We would feel proud about this day and about being alive. We would try to feel that feeling of worthiness. We would really make peace with where we are, no matter whether we accomplished a fraction of what we meant to get done that day or whether we turned the world around in that day. We would reach for thoughts of, well, I am where I am, and where I am is okay. In other words, that making peace with where you are is really a powerful component in drifting off to sleep. And what you'll discover in time is that sleep will become irrelevant, because alignment will be so pervasive within your experience. And you'll find yourself sleeping. Of course you will. We are not saying that you won't sleep. It just won't be an issue anymore. Yes.
Thank you.
Yes, indeed. Have you ever seen yourself or society trying to buck a really strong current? So unpleasant. Like walls on the border. Like that's going to stop anything.